you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Peter Rayner and Tim Cogshell. First up, The Taste of Things, a French film starring Juliette Binoche and Benoît Magimel. It's directed and written by Tran Anh Hung. Peter?
This is a terrific movie. It's set in the late 1880s. A food aficionado and his cook have lived together for 20 years, occasionally as lovers. It's a beautiful looking movie. The imagery is derived from Renoir and Courbet, and it really is a romance in a deeply touching way. It's not just a foodie movie, but as usual, don't see this movie if you haven't eaten first.
The Taste of Things is unrated. It's at Lemley's Royal in West LA and then expands Valentine's Day to more theaters. Out of Darkness, set in the old Stone Age, a horror film directed by Andrew Cumming. Tim?
Yeah, it works as a horror film, a sort of Paleolithic era horror film. This young band of Stone Age people arrive in this desolate area. If the land doesn't kill them, something in the darkness might. The question is, what? And so it's sort of neat, very effective. Only six people in this movie, but there are fewer by the end.
Out of Darkness is rated R. It's in wide release. Suncoast is based on the life experiences of writer-director Laura Chin. She makes her feature directorial debut in the movie starring Nico Parker, Laura Linney, and Woody Harrelson. Peter?
Yeah, this is a very good debut feature for Laura Chin and extremely well acted by Woody Harrelson, Laura Linney, and Nico Parker, who gives a breakthrough performance in this film. She's the daughter of Tandy Newton. I only mention that because, you know, she has such a great look and is just, it's a really touching film that touches on a lot of different areas without becoming didactic.
The dramedy stars Nico Parker, Laura Chin, writer-director, and it's streaming on Hulu. The Monk and the Gun from the Kingdom of Bhutan. Tim?
Well, this is very good. The Kingdom of Bhutan decided to become democratic in around 2006, and they're going to hold these mock elections. A very important llama decides that he needs a gun. And he sends his assistant out to find some for him. It's funnier than it sounds. It's actually very, very clever and deeply appreciated. It's pointed about American democracy. It's pointed about American gun culture, but it's also very clever and very funny.
It's written and directed by Pawo Choining Dorji, who did A Yak in the Classroom, which also was a very funny, touching film from Bhutan. It's rated PG-13 in select theaters. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us in person, the Historic Orpheum Theater, downtown L.A., Sunday afternoon, March 3rd, for the 22nd Annual Film Week Academy Awards Preview. Tickets at laist.com/events. We'll see you there.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.